Welcome to Jay Sekulow Weekend, your source for the latest news, information, and insight for the legal, cultural, and political issues that matter most. Now, Jay Sekulow Weekend.
Oppose the Democrat leadership's plan to censor the airwaves of American talk radio and American Christian radio. Sign the discharge petition for broadcast freedom and help us send the fairness doctrine to the ash heap of broadcast history where it belongs.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the broadcast. This is Jay Sekulow. I'm coming to you out of Haifa, Israel, in our studios in Washington, D.C., a senior attorney with the American Center for Law and Justice, Colby May, and also Nathaniel Bennett. Fan is our government affairs office with Drew Ryan. Interesting development, folks. That was Congressman Mike Pence on the floor of the Senate just about an hour and a half ago talking about the Fairness Doctrine. He had reason to be talking about it, and that's because Nancy Pelosi has made a stunning statement regarding the Fairness Doctrine and her desire to see it reinstated. So they're not playing hide-and-seek here, folks. They are being quite direct on this. And, Than, give us the latest. This is a pretty serious development.
Jay, this is very serious. It's really shocking. What happened was Speaker Pelosi was speaking to reporters yesterday, and when she was asked if she was going to allow a debate on the Broadcaster Freedom Act, she replied, and I quote, "No. The interest of my caucus is the reverse. Louise Slaughter, who is a congresswoman from New York, has been active behind the Fairness Doctrine for a while now." The reporter followed up, asked if she personally supported a return of the Fairness Doctrine, and she responded, yes. Now, let me tell you why this is so worthy of outrage. Nancy Pelosi has every right to support a return of the Fairness Doctrine. And as Speaker of the House, she has a right to some control of the agenda on the floor. What she does not have the right to do is to let her personal feelings on an issue override the will of the People's House. That is what she is doing. Last year, 309 members of the House voted to ban the Fairness Doctrine. 113 of those were her own Democrat members. Now she is denying them even a chance to debate the bill, to vote on the bill on the floor. It is absolutely shameful. We need to be calling her out on this. But, Jay, we also need to be calling out the 113 members of her caucus who opposed the Fairness Doctrine and now are standing by while she blocks debate on the bill.
Listen, folks, I'm going to play clip two here. This is Congressman Pence's response to Senator Pelosi's statement. Take a listen to this.
Defending freedom is the paramount interest of every member of the American Congress. I urge my Democrat colleagues to take a stand for freedom. Oppose the Democrat leadership's plan to censor the airwaves of American talk radio and American Christian radio. Sign the discharge petition for broadcast freedom and help us send the Fairness Doctrine to the ash heap of broadcast history where it belongs.
Folks, here's the number, 1-800-684-3110. We want to hear your comments. That's 800-684-3110. You know, this we brought this issue to the country's attention. It is certainly resounding with a lot of discussion. I mean, now reaching the level of Nancy Pelosi responding, Mike Pence, the congressman who is on the floor of the United States House, responding to Pelosi's statements. So this has gotten huge coverage. I saw all the major media in the United States is covering this. But we want to continue broadcasting to you from places like Haifa, Israel, and from Washington, D.C., and give you a behind the looks at what's going on here. But, folks, here's what I need to know from you today. You're hearing this. Nancy Pelosi said it unequivocally, unapologetically. She wants the Fairness Doctrine, which will be the end of Christian talk radio and conservative talk radio as we know it. We'll get to Colby May in just a moment to talk about why that's so. But here's the phone number, 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Taking your calls on that issue, of course, talking about Israel as well. Let me play the second clip from Mike Pence on the floor of Congress. This just happened a little over an hour and a half ago when this went to the floor. This was the direct response to Nancy Pelosi.
Asked yesterday if she supported reviving the Fairness Doctrine, Speaker Nancy Pelosi replied, quote, yes. She told a meeting at the Christian Science Monitor that the Broadcaster Freedom Act would not receive a vote because, quote, the interest of my caucus is the reverse.
Well, there you have it. The interest of her caucus is reversed, but the interest of the American people is to make sure we have broadcast freedom. So, folks, you think the issue's joined? It is joined now. Now, we've got 95,000, almost 96,000 signatures online right now at ACLJ.org. You go to ACLJ.org, you add your name to this petition to make sure we get a vote on broadcast freedom. But we also need you to go to your phones. And, folks, I'm telling you, the issue is as joined as it could be. It is right now. 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Standing up for free speech and religious broadcasting. That's 877-989-2255.
There's a storm brewing on Capitol Hill, and the issue is free speech. Some members of Congress want to return to the troubling Fairness Doctrine, a regulatory measure that gave the federal government authority to tell broadcasters what to air. Pure and simple, it means government-mandated speech. It's a dangerous effort that could cripple Christian broadcasting and programs like the one you're listening to. There is something you can do. Stand with the ACLJ and support the Broadcaster Freedom Act, a bill that will prohibit the return of the troubling Fairness Doctrine. It's time to stand for free speech, and that means saying no to a return to the Fairness Doctrine, and yes to passage of the Broadcaster Freedom Act. Let your voice be heard in Congress. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or add your name online at aclj.org. There's nothing fair about the Fairness Doctrine.
It's the Logan Show!
Hi, this is Logan Seculo, host of the Logan Show. Each week on the Logan Show, we bring you hilarious comedy.
Basically, I've invented extreme shuffleboard. It's a lot like normal shuffleboard, but here's the difference. Flaming discs.
Live performances and exclusive interviews with the biggest names in Christian music.
Tonight's special guest, Stellar Car. Sanctus Real. Toby Mac.
Cause we're booming out the stereo system. Pistols out to anyone listening.
Find out more information on upcoming shows, visit our website at loganshow.com. That's www.loganshow.com. The Logan Show is fun for the entire family and is on cable and satellite TV from coast to coast. In fact, we're on DirecTV every day on channel 378, the NRB Network. We're also available on Inspiration Network, iLife, FamilyNet, Daystar, GodTV, and many more. So check us out and see what you've been missing. That's The Logan Show at loganshow.com.
This is my right, a right given by God.
Defending freedom is the paramount interest of every member of the American Congress. I urge my Democrat colleagues to take a stand for freedom. Oppose the Democrat leadership's plan to censor the airwaves of American talk radio and American Christian radio. Sign the discharge petition for broadcast freedom and help us send the Fairness Doctrine to the ash heap of broadcast history where it belongs.
Boy, those are strong words from Congressman Mike Pence, and they need to be after the stunning statement from House Leader, the Majority Leader, Nancy Pelosi, saying, yes, she wants fairness reinstated. She wants broadcast freedom not to be getting a vote. This has joined the issue. We have, folks, I'll tell you one thing. We've heard from almost 96,000 of you online, another probably 25,000 by phone. We're at about 130,000. Our goal was to get to, by July 4th, the 200,000 signatures. I think we're going to get there. But, folks, the issue is joined. All of the media is talking about this. All of the congressmen and congresswomen are talking about this. This is making a huge impact. And, folks, we've got a chance to put this, as Mike Pence said, on the ash heap of history. And the fact of the matter is I'm coming to you from Haifa, Israel. I want to make sure we can continue to do that. So here's what I need you to do. It's really, really critical that your voice be heard here. You go to your phones right now. Here's the number. 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. You add your name to that petition demanding a vote on the religious broadcast. I call it the Religious Broadcast Freedom Act, but it's the Broadcast Freedom Act because the fact of the matter is the religious Christian broadcasting will have the most difficulty with the Fairness Doctrine. So it's really significant that we hear from you right now. Again, 1-877-989-2255. Now I'm coming to you from Israel. Colby May and Than Bennett in our offices in Washington, D.C. Colby, before we get to our first call, our phone lines are jammed. Let's talk about procedurally what's at stake here, or really legislatively. If Nancy Pelosi gets her way, let's say this succinctly, Colby, what does it mean particularly for Christian talk radio?
It means that the Democrats will bring back the Fairness Doctrine. The Fairness Doctrine has a legacy which shows that it actually squelches and chills speech, and it will be directly targeted towards those groups that partisans want to attack. So, for example, if you're on Christian radio and you're listening to Jay Sekulow Live and you're taking a stand on the partial birth abortion or some other controversial issue, we're going to get nailed by the Planned Parenthood types who will come forward and say, oh, you've made a comment on a controversial issue. We get to have an opposing point of view expressed. And that kind of balance is what they claim is fair, but in reality it simply chills speech and will squash the kind of content that we've been providing over the last 15 years.
Could you imagine having, especially those of you that are listening on listener-supported radio, that you got 30 minutes of our program, and then you have to support 30 minutes with your charitable contributions to the listener-supported radio, Barry Lynn's program. Barry Lynn's on the air all over the country, has the right to be. I've been on his program before, but you shouldn't have to pay for it. His donors, his members should have to pay for it, not you. So that's the nature of the fight, folks, and the issue is joined. You're hearing that, you're seeing this in the press. We've got a lot of phone calls coming in. Let's go right to the phone. Dale is calling from Florida on line 3. Hi, Dale.
It's taking my call, Jay. My question is there a House bill and a Senate bill that has been introduced to actually reinstate the fairness doctrine?
I don't think they have. There was a particular member of Congress that Nancy Pelosi said was the primary sponsor of this. And, Than, you've got that information. I don't think we have a bill yet. They're waiting to make sure this broadcast freedom bill gets defeated, is my understanding. But, Than, who is the primary sponsor of the Fairness Doctrine? I know they've got a lot of co-signatures.
Yeah, Jay, you're absolutely right. There is not legislation to bring back the Fairness Doctrine just yet, but Nancy Pelosi did mention the name of Rep. Louise Slaughter from New York. Now, there are several other members, Maureen Hinchey, Dennis Kucinich, and several others who have indicated a desire to bring this back. But here's why we don't see legislation yet, Jay, because they don't actually have to pass legislation to bring the Fairness Doctrine back. In fact, if all they can do is punt on the debate, push off the debate until after the elections.
Which is what they're trying to do.
Right. Exactly right. They don't have to introduce legislation. The next president can reimpose it through three unelected members of the FCC.
Folks, you realize you could have this done by legislative administrative fiat, if depending on who's in the White House and who's controlling the Federal Communications Commission. So if we don't broadcast freedom, that act will protect us. It will not allow the FCC to implement a fairness doctrine. So we've got to get it voted on. We're 23 votes away from allowing this to go to the floor for a vote. And if it goes to the floor, we win. But, folks, we've got to hear from you. Your voice matters on this. 1-877-989-2255 is the number. That's 1-877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. You call that number now. Add your name to that petition. By the way, if you want to talk to us on air, that's easy as well. You could also email us a question at ACLJ.org or call us at 1-800-684-3110. Deanna is calling from South Dakota on line 2. Hi, Deanna.
Hi. Can you
hear me? Yes, ma'am. You're on the air. Yes, we hear you great.
I am currently enduring a son at war. He's in Afghanistan. It's his third deployment. I have another Marine son. This boy is a Navy lieutenant, a pilot. I have another son who's a Marine, been to Iraq, and we're going on our fifth deployment. Mm. As a mother and watching my daughter-in-laws go through this, I want to appeal to the American people and let you know we had 11 boys yesterday flown out of Afghanistan by casket. Their mothers and fathers today are waiting for them. On our turf here, while our kids are fighting, we need you to fight. We need you to rise up because our boys and our daughters are risking their lives to save us here in this country overseas. We have a responsibility here while they're gone. And that is to rise up and say our freedoms are being stolen right underneath our nose and we're allowing it. And I'm to the point of not wanting to sacrifice my sons anymore. I've supported this war. I've supported what they're doing. I can't keep doing that and watching the American people take it for granted. We've got to rise up.
Well, Deanna, let me tell you, first of all, how much we appreciate both of your sons' tremendous sacrifice and service to the country. I mean, I'm sitting here, and I got chills down my legs when you said that. And I know that your son is a pilot in Afghanistan. They're flying dangerous missions, and all of us should be in prayer constantly for our men and women that are serving in the Middle East and Afghanistan. I'm in Israel right now. I've been discussing these issues extensively with members of the Israeli government. I'm going to be joined in just a few moments by the former Attorney General of the United States, John Ashcroft, who's with us in Israel discussing this very issue of how we combat this. But you're right. Our men and women are fighting for freedom overseas and defending our ability to be free. And you've got a group in Congress that want to shut our voice out. Now, I'm able to broadcast to you right from here so that we can send a very clear and very distinct message and to let you know what's going on in Israel, in the Middle East, behind the scenes, information you're not going to get anyplace else. And that's why we're so thankful that we're on these Christian radio and television stations. By the way, we've taped some TV programs as well while we're here. So we'll get that information to you. But, folks, I want to encourage you to do what Deanna just said. And that is have your voice heard, because we do have men and women serving to fight for freedom. We need to stand up for freedom right here in the United States and make sure that broadcast freedom, a basic fundamental right, stays in place. Here's the number, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. aclj.org, and you can sign up online there. And also, we post it to the website at aclj.org, our commercial that's running right now on this issue. You could have that. You could take that down. You could link it. You also can get information that we posted at aclj.org. Cindy is calling from North Carolina on line 3. Hi, Cindy.
Hi. I just wonder if we have any recourse, anything we can do against Nancy Pelosi for this awful stand. Can we censor her? Could we go to Washington? Could we march on Washington? What can we do? Because she's said that she's going to ignore our petitions.
Well, she's trying to. I mean, look, she's the Speaker of the House. It's a powerful position, and we've got to counter it and counter it aggressively. And, Colby, let me first ask you this, and I'll ask Ben. You know, the fact of the matter is right now we've got to get 23 votes in the House, mostly from Democrats. There are also a couple of Republicans that haven't yet signed on, at least as of my last report last week, that we need to get signed on this. And a number of these Democrats have voted for the Broadcast Freedom Act, so it's not that they're opposed to the legislation. But you hear what's happening, and that is Nancy Pelosi's really putting pressure on them. And Colby, we've got to take action because, let's face it, we could litigate it if we have to, but the reality is that's the last thing we want to be able to do. We want to make sure that legislation can't raise its head.
Well, absolutely. And in fact, the very reason that you're pursuing this through a discharge petition is to make sure that individual members, as opposed to the leadership of the House, can band together, and as long as they get those 218 signatures, then they're going to be able to force, as a procedural matter, the measure to come to a floor to vote. Now, boom, you've just leapfrogged over the leadership in the Congress. That's what this is all about, and that's why it's so critical that every single person listening contact your member and thank them if they've already signed on to the discharge, but if they haven't, insist that they do so, because this really does represent a great challenge to broadcasting and freedom as we've understood it on the airwaves.
Fan, let me ask you this. We only got about 30 seconds here left on this segment of broadcast, and we've got a lot of calls coming in. Let me ask you this. From the standpoint of legislative action, when are you going back to the House with more petitions?
This afternoon, Jay. They're coming in every minute. We're going back this afternoon. We continue to deliver them broken down by state, broken down by district. And just real quickly before I pitch it back to you, I think our previous caller made the point exactly. Our men and women are fighting overseas for freedom, and Mike Pence said it best. Defending freedom is the paramount duty of a member of Congress. They don't answer to Nancy Pelosi. They answer to their constituents, and they need to stand up for their freedom.
Well, I'll tell you what, we need to support Congressman Mike Pence in his efforts for broadcast freedom. There is no doubt about it. It has to happen. Not an option, folks. Here's the number I want you to call. We've got about 125,000, 130,000 signatures to this. We told Congressman Pence we'd like to get it to 200,000, which is what he wanted. We're just 23 votes away from a discharge. You go to your phones right now, 1-877-989-2255 to add your name to this petition. That's 1-877-989-2255. You can also, of course, get updated information at aclj.org or just call us at 1-877-989-2255. Back with your calls in just a moment.
Regent University's School of Law, uniquely positioned, integrating the study of law with biblical principles. At Regent Law School, the study of law is more than just a profession, it's a calling. Jay Sekulow, Chief Counsel of the American Center for Law and Justice.
Regent's motto is training Christian leaders to change the world. And right now, in our nation and really globally, lawyers are at the forefront of global change. And Christian lawyers need to be leading that front.
Jay teaches at Regent Law School, where students receive an exceptional legal education.
The common bond of the students at Regent University is the commitment to academic excellence and being taught from a Christian perspective. We have a wide diversity of students with a wide representation of Christian denominations, and I think that's what makes a school great.
If you're considering a career in the law, consider Regent Law School today. The time to apply, right now. Call toll-free at 1-877-267-5072. There's also more information online at regent.edu/law. Regent Law School, training Christian lawyers to change the world. There's a storm brewing on Capitol Hill, and the issue is free speech. Some members of Congress want to return to the troubling Fairness Doctrine, a regulatory measure that gave the federal government authority to tell broadcasters what to air. Pure and simple, it means government-mandated speech. It's a dangerous effort that could cripple Christian broadcasting and programs like the one you're listening to. There is something you can do. Stand with the ACLJ and support the Broadcaster Freedom Act, a bill that will prohibit the return of the troubling Fairness Doctrine. It's time to stand for free speech, and that means saying no to a return to the Fairness Doctrine, and yes to passage of the Broadcaster Freedom Act. Let your voice be heard in Congress. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or add your name online at aclj.org. There's nothing fair about the Fairness Doctrine.
Yesterday, if she supported reviving the Fairness Doctrine, Speaker Nancy Pelosi replied, quote, yes. She told a meeting at the Christian Science Monitor that the Broadcaster Freedom Act would not receive a vote because, quote, the interest of my caucus is the reverse.
Folks, welcome back into the program. This is Nathaniel Bennett coming to you from Washington, D.C. I'm joined by Colby May. He is our senior counsel here in the Washington office. He also directs the office here in Washington. We were just joined by Jay coming to us live from Israel. We are talking about the Fairness Doctrine. You just heard from Mike Pence, who literally spoke those words a couple of hours ago on the House floor. They are in response to comments made by Speaker Pelosi. Folks, I got to tell you, I think these comments are shocking. We all had an idea that Democrat leadership was trying to run the clock out on the Broadcaster Freedom Act. We all had an idea that they had this goal of reimplementing the Fairness Doctrine and possibly doing it after the elections, doing it administratively where they didn't have to debate the issue out in front of the American people on the floor of Congress. But really what Nancy Pelosi did is she took all of the mystery out of it. She came right out and said what their goal was. She said that she supports a return of the Fairness Doctrine and that, yes, she is blocking consideration of the Broadcaster Freedom Act on the floor. Now, over the last couple of days, we have been encouraging you, the listeners, to call their members of Congress, especially the 113 Democrats that clearly are with us on this issue. They proved it last year when they voted for Mike Pence's amendment, which would have put a one-year moratorium on the Fairness Doctrine. But now they are bending to Nancy Pelosi's demands that they not sign the discharge petition, that they block debate on the Broadcaster Freedom Act. Our question to you here today, and we want to hear from you on this, our question to you is, do your members of Congress answer to you? Or do they answer to Nancy Pelosi? Our only recourse in this matter is to call on our individual members of Congress and for them to sign the discharge petition, for them to leapfrog, if you will, the wishes of Nancy Pelosi and the Democrat leadership, bring the bill to the floor for an open debate, and restore freedom to the airways of America. We want to hear from you. If you want to talk with us, our number is 800-684-3110. And just as importantly, if you want to sign the petition in support of Broadcaster Freedom in opposition to the Fairness Doctrine, call in at 877-989-2255 or go to aclj.org. We also have on the website the list of members that you need to contact, the 113 Democrats and four Republicans that have thus far refused to sign the discharge petition. We've got a full bank of phone calls. Let's go right to Lori from Connecticut. She's calling in on line four. Lori, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. What can we talk with you about?
Hi. I'm calling to ask a question. I noticed that you said you had 100, and something signatures already. I did sign yesterday, and that you had like to get 200,000. I want to know why that is so hard. With this nation being professing to be mostly Christian, I don't understand why people are sitting back and letting, you know, not just this law be passed, but other laws. I just don't understand it.
Thank you for your call, Laura. You make a great point, and this is exactly why we are making this push. Members of Congress don't answer to Nancy Pelosi. Right now, they are definitely ceding to her will on this. They are ceding to Nancy Pelosi's desire to block debate. What we are trying to do is make them hear from their members. Drew Ryan and I are walking each day over to Congress with petitions, giving them updates on the numbers that of our listeners that have called and asked for a debate on this issue. Frankly, this is the only way that we can override Nancy Pelosi's will on this, is if individual members of Congress hear from their voters, hear from their constituents, and sign that discharge petition. It's the only way we're going to get that bill to the floor of the House. So you're absolutely right. I think our number, I think we have over 140,000 signatures in general. About 100,000 of them have come in online. Again, the two ways to do it, you can call in at 877-989-2255 or go to aclj.org. So thanks for your call. Let's go right back to the phone lines. Let's go to line three. John is calling from Michigan. John, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Thank you. It's nice to be on your show. I just can't believe this type of legislation is being even thought about. I really sympathize with the mother who called about her sons. They're fighting for a cause that's always been right for this country, and that's freedom. Nancy Pelosi and these judges in the Supreme Court, they have no idea of what that is. Their selfishness, disrespect for people's lives that bled for this country is an abomination. I think it's time, as the other caller called in, it's time to do something. Now, just simply go in there, grab these men by the collar, drag them out, charge them with heresy and treason towards this country as an example to people like Pelosi, as an example for anyone that would rise up like this ever again. This has gotten to a point where something needs to be done in this matter.
John, thank you for your call, and I think you said it well. And frankly, that's what we're trying to do here today. In the current environment where we don't have a fairness doctrine, we are allowed to come to you and talk about these issues. We're talking about the fairness doctrine today. We talked about Planned Parenthood yesterday. If the fairness doctrine was in place, and I want to go to Colby on this for a moment, but if the fairness doctrine was in place, these very issues that we're talking about would be off limits. The fairness doctrine was in place for more than 40 years. The Supreme Court at one point even upheld the fairness doctrine, but with a couple of caveats. Colby, I wonder if you could just discuss for us the ramifications of that Supreme Court decision and what we would see if the Fairness Doctrine returned.
Well, the court did in the 1960s, in a case called Red Lion Broadcasting, uphold the first iteration, the first form of this Fairness Doctrine. And the Fairness Doctrine is simply a policy based upon the idea that there's a limited amount of frequency that you can have broadcast stations on. And as a consequence, the FCC regulates them and regulates them in a manner to make sure that when a controversial issue of public importance is discussed and debated and opinions are expressed about it, that you have to provide the countervailing, the opposite point of view. And the difficulty with that is that all the years it was in place in the belief that it was advancing freedom, it actually chilled and limited dramatically the number of issues that were discussed and the kind of information you got to the body politic to try to rally them on what exactly, for example, Congress was doing or on any other issue. And so in the 1980s, under the Ronald Reagan administration, they simply put it to bed and said no more because, in fact, a marketplace that is open to many views, which includes not only broadcasting, but cable and satellite, and we now have the Internet, and every kind of written publication you can imagine is actually too robust to worry about this idea that only broadcasters should be applied by. This is only applying to broadcasters. Can you imagine if we were debating the idea that the editorial page of the Washington Post or the New York Times should be otherwise regulated like this? So that's sort of how we find ourselves here. This is really about raw political power. There are people who are unhappy that they have been singled out over the last 10 or 15 years because of talk radio, and they simply want to punish them, and that's what this now is driving towards. And that's why I think Nancy Pelosi's honesty was, you know, in one way, it's like, okay, at least she's being honest. We now know because she can stop it, she will. And ultimately, she wants to reinstate it and punish those that she believes have been trouble for her and her positions over the years. Well, and that's the issue we've got to simply head on hit.
I think you said it exactly right, Colby. And this is the thing. They're doing this under the guise of fairness, under the guise that if one side is presented, then the other side needs to be presented. But the reality is this has never been about fairness. This has always been about an effort to stifle speech. In fact, Bill Rutter, who was Assistant Secretary of Commerce under JFK, admitted that. He said that our massive strategy was to use the Fairness Doctrine to challenge and harass right-wing broadcasters and hope that the challenges would be so costly to them that they would be inhibited and decide it was too expensive to continue. So, folks, we need you to join with us today. We are in an effort to bring the Broadcaster Freedom Act to the floor. Last year, 113 Democrats stood with Republicans and voted for the Broadcaster Freedom Act, but they voted for only a one-year moratorium. Now what we are asking is for another 23 members, and they need to be mostly Democrats. They can be some of those 113 that supported it last year. We need them to sign the discharge petition, bring the Broadcaster Freedom Act to the floor, send the Fairness Doctrine to the ash heap of history, as Congressman Mike Pence put it so eloquently. Stand with us, call in, sign our petition today, 877-989-2255, or go to aclj.org. While you're there, pull up the list of members who still need to sign the petition, call them, and ask them to sign today. Again, 877-989-2255. We'll be with you tomorrow.